This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On January 1st, all livestock producers will be required to have a veterinary feed directive for certain drugs that are used in or on animal feed. Medications that were formerly over-the-counter will require a written veterinary prescription called a VFD for approved dosages and uses. This morning we're going to hear firsthand how this new law will affect farmers and what you need to know to be prepared for the change. I had a chance to talk with Greenville Vet Clinic's veterinarians, Dr. Jen Ostrom and Dr. Chelsea Ballinger, at a meeting hosted by Hamel Co-op. Jen and Chelsea both took the time to give me a little background about themselves, and of course we discussed all of the important details about the changes happening on January 1st. Before we start getting into all those details, I'll get a little bit of background information about you both. So, Jen, I guess we'll start with you. How long have you been practicing, and just a little bit about yourself?
I'm a 2003 graduate of U of I, and I've been at Greenville Vet Clinic since I graduated. I grew up in the Alhambra area I've been around this town my whole life. We had dairy. We got out of dairy and went into beef. And so production livestock's been a pretty big part of my life from start to finish so far. So,
grew up just knowing, hey, I want to do this for a career someday.
Yeah, something in the livestock industry. Veterinary medicine kind of fit the bill.
Sure. Well, now I want to talk with you, Chelsea, and get a little bit of your background information. How long have you been practicing? And also just a little bit of background about you also.
So I am a 2016 grad. I just graduated in May, started with Greenville Vet Clinic in June. I didn't grow up on a farm, came from kind of a rural background where a lot of friends and other family members had farms that I kind of helped out on here and there, but never grew up on a farm myself. Always loved animals and decided to go to vet school. So the rest was history, I guess.
And are you from the area, or did you have to move for this job?
I did have to move a little bit ways from home. I'm only about an hour and 15 minutes away. The town that I grew up in is Stewartson, which is a small town that nobody's ever heard of. But it's about 30 minutes north of Effingham, so I'm not super far from home.
Well, great. Nice to have both, one with a little more experience and someone fresh to the team. Now, focusing on the VFD, Veterinary Feed Directive, we just finished up kind of a seminar with Hamel Co-op. A lot of changes are going to be happening, and farmers have a lot of questions, as well as I'm sure people on your side of the fence. It's all new for everybody. So I guess we'll start with you, Jen. Maybe if you could explain what the VFD is.
A VFD is a veterinary feed directive. It is basically a written agreement on how to utilize medically important antibiotics in animal feed. So it's not that different for everyone. We've had these medications available to us for a long time. We've utilized them in the way that they're suggesting we do that. We've just never had a formalized written way that we communicate between the producer, the veterinarian, and the feed mill. So that's what this is going to implement. I don't think that it's anything that hasn't been done, just it's a more formalized plan to do that.
And I know during the meeting your big emphasis was this is written and it's all about keeping those records. Maybe expand on that just a little bit and explain to farmers what you mean by it's very important to be writing things down.
Yeah, we have historically done treatment records for other things, injectable medications or potentially vaccines, reproductive records, but sometimes our feed records don't indicate some of the medications and the treatments that we use. So basically keeping a diarrhea log that's going to suggest what you fed, when you fed it, and that it's in line with the records that we provide and the prescriptions or veterinary feed directives that we provide is what they're going to need to do.
Now, Chelsea, you're new, so I'm sure you're meeting producers in the area and meeting some of your new clients. So while you're learning that, you're learning this new procedure. Is that overwhelming to you? Is it just, hey, there's a lot of things that we have to keep up on in the medical world and veterinary world, or what's your take on it?
It is a lot to keep up on, but I think that it's something that kind of the industry as a whole has kind of been headed towards the whole time. And what we're really stressing is just the judicious use of antibiotics as far as, you know, what you raise up to what you eat. And so that's the main goal for everybody. And the point of the VFD, I guess, for me is, you know, keeping everybody informed and everybody on the same page. So that's kind of the main goal there.
I know the talk tonight was a lot about raising cattle and the beef side of things, and there was a long list of medicines that are going to be included in the VFD, but I know there were a few that are more common that farmers might be familiar with, so any of those that you want to mention?
Mm-hmm. So chlorotetracycline is one of the main ones that is probably going to affect more producers than others. The other ones that some that are found in milk replacer, neomycin is one. And then there's also other, I guess, ionophores and things like that that aren't going to be included in the VFD. So that's something that's going to be a little bit different as far as that goes.
So if the producers want to use some of those medicines you just listed, it's basically, think of it as relating this to humans, you need a prescription to do so.
Yep, so basically a VFD for the feed medications and then a prescription from a veterinarian for your water solubles or your dewormers, stuff like that.
Going back to Jen now, talking kind of about the process of forming a VFD and getting that written form of approval. I know you talked about you like to visit the actual farm where these are going to be written for. Maybe just explain that process a little more.
So it's something called a VCPR, so that's a valid client-patient relationship, and that means that I've had the time to spend with a producer understanding their operation, the types of livestock that they raise, the types of production practices that they utilize, and how they're going to need some of these veterinary feed directive drugs to improve their operation or how they utilize them now. To do that, we need to visit the operation. We need to understand if they have multiple locations that they have cattle, sheep, any kind of production livestock. We also need to understand what they're going to need, what they're going to use, how they're using them currently, if they're going to need anything different. And some people don't even know that they have medicated feed on their farm. So we're asking people to basically go through all those things, get a list ready for us, give us a call. If you have a veterinarian that you utilize and they're on your farm on a regular basis for routine health care, you may already have the veterinary client-patient relationship that you need. If you are a smaller producer that, you know, has limited health needs, limited animals in and out, you may not have an annual need to see a veterinarian always, and so you would probably want to contact whoever you feel your veterinarian of record is to make sure that you qualify for that relationship for them to be able to write this veterinary feed directive prescription.
And this is something that your visit could be done in conjunction with another routine visit that you have planned, or you can make special trips, and you do this. There is a certain price for that.
Yep, and that can vary. But yes, it can be done in conjunction with other routine health care. It's just basically a conversation and a little bit of paperwork to understand what we need to do and make sure that when the need arises for one of these medications or production implementation, we're ready for it.
And I guess I'll throw this back to Chelsea. I'm asking you more of the medication-specific questions. But anyway, I guess some talk that I have heard in the news and just ever since this VFD was announced that it was going to be starting in January is that, you know, there's concern about the use of antibiotics and some of those that we use for human health as well and just regulating so we're not using them too much. Is that all part of why this came about?
Yeah, absolutely. Just with the way that consumers kind of perceive how antibiotics are used in a production standpoint is a little different. And so I think that this is just kind of a push, you know, to help, you know, producers and feed companies and everybody just, you know, promote judicious use of antibiotics is the main goal there.
Any questions that I haven't asked about VFD or any final thoughts that either of you would like to mention?
The biggest thing is January 1st, 2017 is when this goes into effect. So if you have any of the listed medications that Dr. Ballinger spoke about in your possession, it will require a veterinary feed directive to utilize them, even if you already have them. If you go to purchase any future medications, it will need to happen. So being prepared ahead of time and getting all of these relationships in place and understanding the procedures as much ahead of time before there's a need for it in a, you know, herd health situation is probably the best advice I can give. Be prepared.
Dr. Jen Ostrom and Dr. Chelsea Ballinger of the Greenville Vet Clinic. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.